Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Paul Gatling with you. On the program today, we'll check in with Meredith Lowry. She's an attorney in Rogers with Wright Lindsay Jennings. And we'll get an update on a statewide initiative the law firm supports called Woman Run. It was launched just about a year ago to address the unique needs of women in business. We begin today, though, with news from the Education Beat. Officials at Ozark Catholic Academy in Tawnytown say they will use a $3 million gift to reduce by half the tuition for students who graduate from a Catholic elementary school as part of the school's new continuing Catholic education program. An anonymous family provided the gift, and the new program will help to reduce tuition over the next 15 years, starting with this upcoming school year. John Rocha, who is head of school at Ozark Catholic Academy, said he hopes the new program will lead families with students in public or charter schools to consider the school in Tawnytown for high school. Ozark Catholic Academy opened August 16, 2018, as the first Catholic high school in Northwest Arkansas. It has 46 students in grades 9 through 11. The school plans to add its first 12th grade class next year. You can find out more online at nwabusinessjournal.com. After the break, we will speak with Rogers attorney Meredith Lowry for an update on Woman Run. You're listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It has been a little more than a year since Little Rock-based law firm Wright Lindsay Jennings launched an initiative called Woman Run. It's a speaker-driven setting where women and minority business leaders and owners can network, find mentorship, and collaborate. The program was the idea of Meredith Lowry. She's a patent attorney who practices in the law firm's Northwest Arkansas office in Rogers. I spoke with Lowry earlier this week for a recap of Woman Run's first year, the idea behind the initiative, and what's ahead in 2020.
The goal for Wright Lindsay and Jennings in this initiative was to bring together women that are either considering starting a company, running their own company, or that are working within the business community that would support women running their own business. And that way, those people could come in, meet, mingle, get to know each other, learn from each other, and also get some information about topics that we don't normally talk about as women running businesses.
So I guess what are those topics? I mean, just through those connections, what sort of impact are you seeing with your events? And just kind of give us a recap of the first year.
We've talked a lot about funding. There are a lot of different funding options out there that aren't ones that are normally talked about. This month, actually, in March, on the 18th, we're talking about SBIR funding, which is a type of funding that not a lot of Arkansans go after. Certainly, very few women Arkansans have gone after. But we have one speaker, Ellen Brune, who has obtained SBIR funding, and then Katie Thompson, who helps people with that type of funding and the grant process that's involved. But it's an interesting avenue for funding because it doesn't take any portion of the business from the entrepreneur, and you don't have to pay it back. It's all from the federal government to encourage innovation. So that's one big area that we've talked through. We've also talked about failures. And it seems like a little bit of a counterintuitive thing when we first went into this. I thought we would talk about the successes a lot more, mainly because when you think about how many women are running businesses – a lot of people initially said, aren't you going to run out of speakers? There are a lot of women in this area and across the state that are succeeding in business, but the ones that fail in business don't talk about it as often. And it can be somewhat isolating when you feel like you somehow failed, but really it's not a failure. It's just a change in circumstance. The business could go on, but you might lose hope because you feel like there aren't anyone else like you that's had that experience. So it's been a really fun year. One of the biggest things that I love about what's going on is watching the group and the energy that comes from that group. They talk to each other. They refer business to each other. I refer business to them. It's nice to know there's very niche markets for women in this area. There's some amazing things going on that people just don't talk about unless they're given that opportunity.
How often are you planning your events? How often are you doing these? And you've gone down to Little Rock for events as well. Like we said, again, this is a statewide initiative.
It is a statewide initiative. We do events every month now. I go down for Little Rock. I'm not going to go down as much. This is a firm-wide event or a firm-wide initiative. So thankfully, I have the whole backing of the firm and all of the women in the firm with their experience as well to be able to pull on. So that's one of the best parts of this group when I don't necessarily have the experience in employee negotiations. Some other people do, like my partner Judy Henry, who was just involved with Coach Pittman's negotiations.
Right. Yeah.
She will be speaking in Little Rock this year. She's going to be coming up here, too, to talk about negotiations, because that's something we don't talk about a lot as women, how to negotiate for ourselves.
Yeah, we definitely want to talk to her as well, too. All right, so real quick, you mentioned your next event, I think, March 18th. Give us a rundown of those details.
So that's the SBIR funding with Ellen Brune and Katie Thompson. And then we have one on the 19th as well in Little Rock talking about disruption in traditional businesses. So Christy Danley is talking, and she's the president of Magna 4, which is a printing company, but more of a tech company than you would expect in a printing company. And she's quite an amazing woman, and she's been there. Unlike some of our speakers, she started there in a lower-level position and built her way up to the top of the company. Most of our speakers have founded their own companies. So I'm really looking forward to that talk too.
And that is Meredith Lowry, who practices in Rogers for Little Rock-based law firm Wright Lindsay Jennings. You can keep up with upcoming woman-run events through social media and Eventbrite. And remember, when you're searching, that's woman-run. You can also check the Wright Lindsay Jennings website at WLJ.com. The next Woman Run event in Northwest Arkansas is March 18th at Grit Studios in downtown Bentonville. And speaking of attorneys, in the current issue of the Business Journal, you'll find our annual list of the largest law firms in Northwest Arkansas. It's ranked by the number of attorneys who are based in the region. By that criteria, Kutak Rock sits at the top of the list with 32 lawyers who practice in Northwest Arkansas. With 18 attorneys in the region, RMP in Springdale is number 2 on the list, and the Rogers office of Little Rock-based Mitchell Williams sits at number 3 with 15. For the complete list of the region's largest law firms, check out the digital version of the latest issue of the Business Journal. It's now online at nwabusinessjournal.com. And that is all for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.